The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Welcome back. It's The Hard Shoulder. It's Mark Hagney sitting in for Ivan Yates. Now, it's expected that Lisa Smith, the Irish woman who travelled to Syria 3 years ago to join the so-called Islamic State group, is expected to be back in Ireland in the next few weeks. But would she be welcome back to live here? Well, our reporter Barry White joins us now from Dundalk, where Lisa Smith is from. Okay, Barry, what's the feeling there in her hometown?
Hi, Mark. Good evening. I suppose, first of all, Mark, some background to this. And the Turkish Foreign Ministry has been quoted today as saying that two Irish people are to be deported along with more than 20 other Europeans in the coming days. And it's understood that the spokesman was referring to Lisa Smith and her two-year-old daughter. Now, the Department of Foreign Affairs is in the process of finalising identity papers and travel documents for the mother and child, who are both Irish citizens, while a small number of members of the Defence Forces Army Ranger Wing are currently in Turkey to assist with the possible return of Lisa Smith. So it does seem that she'll be expected back in Ireland in the next couple of weeks. But regarding whether she'll be welcome back in Dundalk, well, there seems to be mixed feelings here. It was reported today that family members would accommodate the mother and her daughter in the town if she does return. But that has been met with some anger, with many locals protesting by sending letters to Louth County Council rejecting to any return. And the editor of the Dundalk Democrat, David Lynch, says any possible return to the town isn't just causing anger amongst locals, but it has also caused a split in Lisa Smith's family.
There is this kind of a polar approach to it. Certainly in the town, you have those that don't want her to come back and certainly don't have any association with her. But there are those as well that do feel that there's probably a responsibility there. She has a child and that needs to be looked at as well. It looks as well to an extent that within the family, there is also a split between those in the family that want to do something in that regard and those that probably don't have anything to do with her.
So do you think if she was to return, if some of her family did put her up, accommodate her, if she did return to Ireland, would there be much protest here?
There's a chance there could be, because as I said, it is such a polar extreme in terms of those that are entirely against the idea of Lisa Smith returning and those that have some sort of, I suppose, understanding of the family situation. But there could be a chance that there could be some sort of protesting if that were to be the case.
Barry, there's also been calls for Lisa Smith to be arrested as soon as she arrives in Ireland.
Yeah, well, it has been confirmed that Lisa Smith will have to undergo a security assessment when she returns to Ireland in the coming weeks. Now, it's understood Gardaí have been tasked with generating a risk assessment report on the former member of the Irish Defence Forces. And Gardaí are also in the process of gathering information from those who served with her and who were her commanders when she was in the Defence Forces. Now, Lisa Smith has repeatedly claimed that she never once held a firearm or instructed ISIS fighters on how to assemble, maintain, or fire weapons. But nevertheless, Senator Jerry Crockwell says she should be arrested and charged as soon as she lands in Dublin Airport.
I think the moment she arrives here, she must be arrested and taken into custody. And we need to have an extended period where we will interrogate her and try and establish in the first instance what radicalised her, who radicalised her. And in the second instance, we've got to establish precisely what she was involved in Syria. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, she was a grown adult when she went. She was trained military, so she understood the concept of terrorism. So she knew exactly what she was going into. And now we've got to establish, apart from why she went and who got her to go, we've got to establish what precisely she did while she was there. I'm not sure if the Gardaí have done that, but the one thing I'm sure of is that the Gardaí have their tentacles in every state in the world, and I'm sure they have significant information. So, yeah, I believe that we have to examine whether or not there are criminal charges here. The state security is at risk here. I also believe that we need to have all arms of the state that are involved in intelligence gathering involved in the debriefing of Miss Smith when she gets here, because I'm sure the military would have an equal interest in her as the Gardaí.
Now, Barry, you've also been speaking to local politicians in Dundalk. What's the mood amongst them?
Yeah, Mark, I've also been speaking to Fianna Fáil TD for the Louth constituency, Declan Brannox. And I suppose when we go back to when the news broke about Lisa Smith and her links to ISIS and her being in Syria, that caused a lot of shock in Dundalk at that time. Now, Declan Brannox says the people of Dundalk are welcoming, but he says that his constituents would need guarantees that Lisa Smith does not pose any danger before she can ever return to live in the town.
Lisa Smith and her daughter Keke are Irish citizens, and whether we like it or not, there's an obligation towards our citizens worldwide, regardless of what they may or may not have done. I'm certainly not comfortable in her return, and of course the cost that would be associated with that whole repatriation, and it would be disingenuous of me if I didn't say that my constituents generally are uncomfortable and, you know, concerned about the huge expense of somebody who has, you know, made that mistake that she clearly has.
Now, you say your constituents are uncomfortable with Lisa Smith returning home. Would have a lot of people in Dundalk still see Lisa Smith as a threat?
Absolutely, because of the media publicity that, again, you know, a certain amount of supposition around it. When this came to light in the first instance and I declared that we had to show compassion for the particular lady, I did face the wrath of people on social media and Facebook. So I do have a sense of feeling, but I do think that has to be weighed up with compassion for the daughter. But ultimately, I would not shirk in feeling that if she has been involved in subversive activity, then she should face the crime.
So in short, would Lisa Smith be welcome in Dundalk again?
I think that the jury's out on what her activities have been. You know, Dundalk is a good town, good people. I have no doubt that the Smith family are decent people. And, you know, people err and people are human to err. And if she is certainly remorseful and recognises that she was wrong, I think she would be re-accepted into the community. But that would take time.
Barry, you've also been talking to the people of Dundalk. What are they saying?
Yeah, I spent a few hours here this afternoon in Dundalk Town Centre, Mark, and I have to say, anybody I stopped and spoke to today about Lisa Smith, there was nobody saying they would welcome her back to the town. So that tells its own stories. People have concerns around Lisa Smith returning to Dundalk. Some people said they would be fearful. Others say, you know, as an adult, she made her own decision to join ISIS, and because of that, she shouldn't be allowed to return. Others said they had concerns about the cost of her being flew back from Syria or Turkey back to Ireland, saying, you know, that money could be spent elsewhere. And just have a listen here to what these people in Dundalk told me this afternoon.
I don't think that she'd necessarily be welcomed back. I think there's just a fear around what she stood for. And, you know, we don't know the full story. I think there's empathy with the child, but not with the mother. I think there's just probably a fear.
Do you think locals would be uncomfortable if she did come back to live in this community then?
I think they would be uncomfortable, but after a while maybe the story would settle and maybe she would be accepted. But initially I think there would be a fear around it. Yes, I do.
I don't think so. I think she made her choice and she should stay with it. And that's an organisation that has threatened everybody. So I don't think she should be allowed in. She's obviously indoctrinated with that ISA philosophy. And probably carry a bag here.
So you'd be against her living in Dundalk again?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think she will, but I don't know. That's not, other people might think differently. She made the choice to go over to that country, stay in that country. There's a lot more money could be used in a lot more ways in this country instead of sending troops out to get her home.
And what would your main concern be if she was to come back and live in the community in Dundalk again?
I've no real concern about that. Better, you know, it's just, I don't see why money should be spent on taking her home, really. And if she wants to come home, she should be able to make her own way home, or her own family to look after, to take her home.
That report by Barry White from Dundalk. Thank you very much, Barry. I'm very conflicted by the Lisa Smith case. She is a citizen, and that gives her rights and protections and also responsibilities. And those rights and protections extend to everyone, to all of us, even if we don't agree with that person or if we don't approve of them or don't even like them. No matter how diametrically opposed to them we are all protected by the same constitution if you're an Irish citizen. They protect us all. And if we start picking and choosing who gets those rights and protections, that's a very, very dangerous road. But as I said, citizenship also comes with responsibilities. Number one is respecting the rights of fellow citizens and the document and constitution that enshrines those rights. And here is my problem, my real problem with Lisa Smith. She renounced those rights. And furthermore, she joined an organisation whose principal aim is, and still is, to destroy the way of life, the rights and the protections enshrined in our and in most democratic constitutions. She made a choice and she signed up to an ideology that wants to destroy our world and what we believe in and the way we live our lives. Now she finds herself in trouble and she wants those rights and those protections of the way of life she signed up to destroy to save her. And by the way, it looks like she's going to get them. Now, I don't know about you, but I was brought up, I was taught to believe that you can't actually have it both ways. You can't have your bread buttered on both sides. Well, it appears as if Lisa Smith can. So who's right and who's wrong? What is right and what is wrong? I don't know.